I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. I think if there's any theme for this week, it's to be a light.
World full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right. Don't hide in the dark.
We were talking about the protesters and everything going on earlier this morning, and I mean, we mentioned we just don't. We're white,
yeah.
You know. We're sitting here with microphones in front of us, white. We're trying to understand. Johnny is a listener of us. He's an African American. He mentions that in his text. Proud African American male, and he loved that we were talking about it.
Okay,
and we asked to get him on the phone and just kind of help explain, you know, why not?
Right, because we don't know.
Hey, Johnny.
Yes.
How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. So I saw your text when it came in, and appreciate the feedback. But like we said, man, we're just three white people talking to a mic, you know, trying to understand what is going on. And you are you're a black man that lives in Phoenix.
Goodyear, but yeah.
Goodyear,
Phoenix.
Born and raised in Phoenix. And so what is the best way you can explain as to how explain it in a way that we can understand?
Yeah.
Right?
So the protester is pretty much saying, you know, we're tired of seeing people in our community disappear, whether it be through random acts of violence, no matter who's doing it, and there's not getting justice for it of some sort. So generally, you get swept under the rug or things of that nature.
Yeah, because
the protests, we're pretty much saying, hey, listen to us. We just want what everybody else wants and what everybody else can get. The looting and the rioting, that's somebody else's total different agenda that we're not proud of at all.
Right.
And I don't think we there's a lot of us that aren't even taking part in that or condoning it. So it's unfortunate that that's happening. And again, we're not happy about it.
So a lot of what triggers, you know, what's going on is definitely what we see in the news, where there are people of color in police custody that are dying, right? And
right.
I know there was something recently here in Phoenix where they're wanting the dash camera, they're wanting the body camera of an individual that was in police custody that passed away.
Right.
Right. Right. The DPS officer one, Deion Johnson.
So a lot of people locally are angry over that. And then what happened in Minneapolis kind of really set it over the top.
Right.
Is it accurate to say that when you are driving or any time that involves a white police officer that you are a little concerned?
Yes. So, and just to give an example, growing up, I grew up playing basketball a lot in Buckeye for about 10 years. And I had probably six black people with me, a couple Mexican guys with me. And every time we saw the police, they would come after us, and we would run.
They would come after you just because of color?
Yeah. So we're just playing basketball, they come after us.
Wow.
And one time, they trapped us into this community and sat us on a curb and started interrogating us. And then started saying we smell like drugs and all this stuff, and we don't have any drugs, we don't do any of that. But had we not known people in that community, white people in that community came out and stuck up for us for being on the basketball team and all this, I don't know if they would have let us go. I don't know what would have happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that, those are the things we deal with when we, you know, we're just outside playing. That's what we grow up with. So now when we're driving down the street, we see a police officer behind us. We don't even necessarily know their ethnicity or their color or anything. It's an immediate type of feeling, whether it's fear or anxiety or nervousness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. Mm-hmm. And you should not have to deal with that. And that is right. Pretty much what all this is about.
Yeah.
You know, that everybody is the same,
yeah.
Essentially.
It
right?
comes down to basic human right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you want to feel safe when there's a police officer around, not any other type of feeling.
And it's just it's an opportunity now to really drive that point home.
Yeah.
And I think everybody is on board with what's happening with that. Now, as far as how old is your kiddo?
My son is 8. He turns 9 in December.
So how do you explain everything to him? Does he know what's going on?
No, he doesn't know what's going on. Yeah. I haven't told him any of that. The most recent thing is when COVID-19 happened. You know, he got sent home with material to do. And they were going over Martin Luther King and all this. And he was ashamed to be black. There was kids in class calling him a black kid.
Oh.
And it made him upset. And I think the biggest part of that is when you look at the information they're being given in school, it's like very negative towards African Americans and the slavery and all this. There's never any positive for black people. So I had to pull up a bunch of research on the great things that black people have done, the part of the independence, the wars that we fought in, and all those accolades, all the inventions, and make them understand how black people are just as good as anybody else, and there's nothing wrong with it, you know. So I think if we can start that conversation with a lot of people, things will be a lot better going forward. But everybody has done great things in the world. Everybody's pitched in to make America as great as it is, and if we continue to pitch in, it will continue to be great.
Johnny, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Yeah.
And how do they fix it going forward? You know, the police officer that was arrested and is going to be charged with murder, mm-hmm. with the George Floyd case, he had 20...
He had 18 complaints. Now, mind you, he was on the force for 18 years. So
okay.
Unless multiple complaints happen in the same year, that's one complaint every single year.
So you just got to start cutting them out, right?
I think so. I think you start to make, you know, harsher repercussions for your actions.
Yeah.
You know, and not give them 18. You shouldn't have 18 chances to be better.
Yeah, that's true.
You get 3 strikes and you're out.
Gotta get the bad apples out early.
Yeah.
You know, that's
and that's
like
just
that.
A personal opinion.
Yeah.
That's that from looking from the outside in.
Well, when you're reading, yeah. I mean, he had 18 accusations against him, 18 complaints.
Yeah.
You know, and then look what, you know, anyway. But definitely be a light when you go about the day today and know what the protesters are protesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're going to do our best to
respect that and to give them that voice that they so fully deserve.
100%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.